Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you think it's fair to have someone as your best friend and your lover? Or do you think they should be separate roles?
Isn't that the point?
Is it though?
Do
you honestly find that you'll have one person in your life that you will go to for everything? Or do you find that you go to different people for different needs?
When I date someone, they very more often than not have been my like best friend, confidant, right. And they become my lover, I suppose. And so they become both.
Mm.
But so for me, I like a neat little package. Very convenient.
Yes.
You're my friend, you're my best friend, and you're my lover, and here we are.
I need them separate. I need them separate. I am quite happy to feel like my lover or significant other, partner, whatever you want to call it, is one of my best friends, but
right.
I have different emotional needs from my partner. And I think it's unrealistic. I think it's unrealistic to be asking so much of one person.
Sure.
My head, that's where I come at it from.
I get that. I've got a very, very close group of male friends.
Yeah.
And they are my best friends.
Yeah.
We'll call that. So I get all that from them. But also my girlfriend is also my best friend because she gets told all the real secrets and all the real desires that I don't tell the best friends.
Yeah.
So I understand keeping them separate.
It's lovely when you're friends. Obviously you want to be friends with your partner because otherwise what the fuck's the point?
Yes.
But I'm very careful to make sure that I don't put too many of my emotional needs on one person.
Yeah, sure. No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I understand that. It's separation of church and state.
Yes, so to say.
Yeah. In a way.
This is Ghosts of Boyfriends Past.
Hello.
I'm Liz Best here with
Tom Harris. How are we doing, guys?
We are chatting the heavy stuff. We're front loading the episode today.
Yeah, are we ever.
Well, we have a special guest all the way from the UK today.
Good Lord.
So as always, we get people on to chat about their stories, have a bit of a kumbaya moment of what their dating history has been like and ask what they've learnt.
And it gives Liz and I a bit of a chance to be a sticky beak
exactly.
in someone else's life. And
like
a little,
who doesn't want to peer
curious?
Into somebody else's life? Like, it's just like we're standing at the curtains, but they know we're there.
Yes.
So today,
yes, with permission.
We have a renowned voice actress, podcast voice actress as well. She does the Penny Peep Show. She's a stand-up comedian. We've got Jackie Osorio.
Woo! G'day, guys. I just put on a bit more of an Aussie accent because I feel like everybody was expecting a British one.
Yeah, so she's
and
an expat.
I love to disappoint.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Lovely to be here.
So
that's better. Now we can understand you. We didn't understand a word you said before. And now
so thanks
here.
For coming all the way just for this episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Getting on a plane. I mean, we've got some real pull here
don't
at
we ever.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past.
It's amazing.
Very happy to be here.
So I've been friends with Jackie for a while, but not as long as we should have been friends because we were told probably about 10 years before we became friends that we should have been friends by one of our other friends.
That's right.
And it just never happened.
No, but Brisbane is that kind of place, isn't it?
It
we
really
can float
is.
Around each other knowing we exist and then finally go, oh yeah, we probably should have done something about this sooner.
Exactly. Just well, now that we realize we actually get on like a house on fire.
Oh, you made it in the end.
We yes. made it. Oh. We made it.
Don't worry about what could have been. Think about what can be. Look forward, guys.
So Jackie has some dating stories, does she ever?
Boy, do I. Well, look, I thought I would tell you guys a story, a kind of a lighthearted one, because I started doing Tinder dating, online dating, over in London, and it was a very different experience.
Aha. Well, like, we've got to outline some rules.
Yeah, please do.
Because I know you know the rules, but we just need to reiterate them just in case you forget them or okay. that you know. So we like you to come up with a fake name for whoever you're talking about.
Yes, an alias.
An alias so that it's not immediately apparent to everybody who you're talking about. And look, we allow ribbing and a bit of shit talking, but no threats.
Lightly ribbed for...
Okay. Get out.
Okay, we'll move on. So, do you have an alias?
Well, I've got a Fredo Frog packet in front of me, so I'm going to go with Fred.
Okay, Fred.
Hopefully fantastic. I can remember that. Are we ready? Are you guys ready for
Are
this?
You ready?
Places
Are you ready?
There, Jackie. Man. Put us
okay.
there.
Okay, so this is after I had a big four-year-long relationship, and mm-hmm. I just come out of that. And I thought, now's the time for me to get into the dating scene, and I'm going to do my Tinder profile, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to have all the fun. And so I started swiping, and I swiped with a guy called Fred.
Fred, and, see? Fred, yep. We did it.
Now, Fred is a Glaswegian construction worker.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, right. This is in London. And so basically, like, I couldn't understand a word he said half the time, but yeah, he had really good mouth. Arms. So,
that's what you know,
you
right.
give, you take, like, swings and roundabouts. So we decided to go on a first date, and we mm-hmm. went to a little pub in Camden.
Lovely.
And it was going great. And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have like kind of a list of questions that you go through on each date so that you like just kind of make sure, especially if the first time you're meeting somebody, you need to make sure that they're not psychotic.
Yes. What are your anti-psychotic questions?
Oh, like, you know, sort of standard things like...
have you murdered anybody?
Yeah. Or like...
Good one.
How yeah. long does it take you to achieve orgasm?
Uh-huh. That's a good question.
Now, wow. is it because...
I mean, it's a everybody fair one tells to want me. To know.
That's right. That's what I'm coming from. Now, after a few drinks, it's very easy for me to just go straight in on the hard questions.
Sure, like, yeah.
I just want to know the important things. But... everybody I tell sort of looks at me funny and goes, no, that's actually not a normal thing to ask on a first date. But I'm really glad I asked because do you know what Fred said?
What?
I don't know. Can you guess? How long does it take Fred to spooge?
I don't know. Does he want to overestimate yeah, and say like hours, baby? Or is he like really honest and he's like about 20, 30 seconds?
He said 2 hours.
Good
now,
heavens.
Now the first thing
wow,
I'm thinking,
my
I'm
heart
exhausted.
Would give out.
I'm right? Who has time? I was at first thinking, oh, he wants me to do the whole. I bet I could do it quicker. Mm. Like he wants me right, to be like, yeah. 2 hours, not with me, baby. But then I kind of pressed him a bit, and I was like, are you serious right now? He was deadly serious, and he didn't like make a joke of it. He was like, no, it takes me a bit of time. And now I'm not here to shame anybody.
No, because look, usually
take the time
it's,
you want.
Usually it's the typically it's the female going, it takes me longer
takes
than
me
you
longer,
yeah,
but
yeah
look, it doesn't take me 2 hours.
2 hours?
No, that's it doesn't take anyone 2 hours.
I don't
well
think,
actually
I don't
it might, and if it does that's your thing.
But that's a choice, right?
I mean, if that's a choice, then good on you.
Power
and if it's not a
you.
Choice, then we can workshop that.
I mean, does anybody have 2 hours
no.
to spank it these days?
No.
Give me 30 seconds with the jet setting on my shower head and let yeah, me move on just, with my life, please.
Yeah, over and done with. And my heart would give out after 2 hours. I'd
you know what I could do in 2 hours? I could make a lasagna.
Yeah. I would love, and that's, I love lasagna. Sometimes more than orgasms, depending on how good
could
it is.
Could watch 4 episodes of The Good Place. Back to back.
So you've done your maths.
You just have
so
Netflix and Netflix. There's no Netflix and chill.
No zero chill.
This is no chill.
2 hours
yeah.
is not chill.
Please, more of the Netflix, less of the chill if this is the case. Oh man, and back in London as well, 2 hours is a flight to Oslo. Like
hey,
it's
you can get
there, you know, in 2 hours, 6 people could get corrective eye surgery. It's just a ridiculous amount of time to spend rubbing one out furiously in the bathroom.
I'm sure you would be furious. It's taking that long, yeah.
Oh God.
So
it's sandpaper now.
I know, it's just not working.
So you get this information out of Glasgow Fred, and
look, okay, at this point, it's actually going really well. We're having a great time.
Great, yeah.
And this is date one. Now I will just tell you there was a second date.
Okay.
But very shortly you'll be very surprised that there was actually a second date. He goes to me, now I'd like to apologize to any of our listeners who are Scottish, but he goes to me, Oh, Hen, why didn't I take you down to my site where I work?
Now, would you like a translation?
Thank you.
It was wonderful accent.
Thank
work.
You. I'm actually quite proud of that.
It's beautiful. Pretty good.
That's the thing of beauty.
So now I know we've all listened to this true crime podcast, but when a strange man asks you to go down to his construction site after dark,
no.
That probably translates more to like, I'd like to murder you and put my dick in your eye socket.
Yeah, for at least 2 hours.
For 2 hours or so.
Yeah, so odds are on. Yeah,
yeah, but you know what? I'd had half a cocktail, and I was like, "Fuck yeah, I want to sit on a tractor,
Jackie."
Yep,
stay sexy, don't get murdered.
Right? So simple, so hard to remember after half a cocktail. What a cheap date,
spot of murder. So whatever.
So I said yes.
Oh, and honey.
I know, but we were having fun. And
no,
despite the 2 hour
thing,
so were
people before they got murdered.
I know. Anyway, so now me is thinking past me is a complete idiot, but then past me was like, I'm so cool right now. And I'm yeah. taking risks. I'm living life. Yeah. I'm going to go down to a construction site. So this is in Camden. So we just walked a short distance, and he puts in a code into this, like, you know, they put up the walls and stuff and you can't get in, and then you have to have a key card or something like that. He does that. And then he locks it behind him.
I was like, is he locking you in?
What? Yep. What? At this point, we are locked in.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
But we go in and it's dark. And it's.
Did you check to see if your phone has reception?
Nope.
Wow.
I didn't check a thing. Mm-hmm. I was like leading the way. I was like, tractors. I could not wait. And so
the tractor could probably get you off faster than he could.
You know what? That's the punchline of the story, Liz.
Oh, God.
So it's like dark, right? There's no lights. It's London, so it's been wet and muddy.
Yes.
I'm in heels and
mud.
A dress. I'm off my face at this point.
Half a cocktail.
I'm off my face, and I wasn't wearing a hard hat. I was wearing a high-vis vest, but that was just a coincidence.
That's
a little joke for you there. but yeah, health and safety was not a thing. I went down a ladder.
In heels. No.
And the mud. I went down a ladder. I went past some rebar. Those are the metal spikes that stick out of the concrete.
Jackie.
Yeah, I went past that. I saw the machinery. I saw a drill. I saw a digger. I saw the tractor. Now, it's not a tractor like on a farm, right? A tractor is like any engine that delivers a slow tract of effort at a slow speed, torque, if you will. I like tractors. And so it was this kind of like, I don't know, it was a pusher or a lifter or a forklift or something. It was dark and I was drunk. So I got on this tractor and I was like, this is the best day of my life. And we made out, but I was like, look, I don't have the time to take this any further. But it was, I didn't get murdered. Look, I didn't get.
I mean, you're here.
I'm here, today. So I didn't get murdered. So we actually, you know, what could have been a really tragic night actually turned into probably the best first date I've ever had.
Yeah,
really turned around for me.
So sort of like a child again. You got to explore a new playground.
I was like, fuck Narnia, this shit is the tits.
This is good.
It was wonderful. So I thought at that point, I was like, oh, this is fun. Well, I'll see him again. So we went on a second date, and this time I was like, okay, well, we had a drink. What do you suggest for our second date? And he said, I'm not going to do the Scottish accent. No, I am.
Yeah, yes. You did
said,
it once. You're,
he said,
you're
oh, Hen, let's do yoga. Now,
Bit of yoga.
On a date.
I don't know. Have you ever been asked to do yoga on
a date? No.
Right.
No.
Nor have I. Ooh. So at this point, I'm like, points for creativity.
I guess.
Points for uniqueness.
It's not movie and dinner.
Right. He said, let's get dinner first. And then we'll go to this yoga class. And this is in Greenwich.
They're like late night yoga. Is that a thing?
That's what I thought. But, you know, just wait.
Let me lock this other door behind you.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, you know what, though? Like, we had a really cool date in, like, a locked construction site. So maybe this is going to be cool, like another cool one. So I go to this place we decided to meet. It's just a restaurant. And he doesn't show up. I'm texting him. He's texting back. He's just running late. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I wait 5 minutes. I wait 10 minutes. I text him. He's still not coming. Now, I have a lot of self-respect these yes. days. Hasn't always been the case. But I'm there now. And now I don't think I would wait any longer than 20 minutes.
No.
20 is the cutoff, is it?
20 is probably my cutoff. For a second date.
I'd probably cut off at 20 to half an hour unless they already had a... Unless they're like, I'm running half an hour late. Exactly. You know, like unless they... If they keep going 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, you're gone. No, no.
I just... If they're in contact with you as well going, I'm really sorry, I'm on my way, this has happened... Things happen, especially in London. Okay, fine. But he kept saying, no, I'm 5 minutes away. I'm 5 minutes away. And like an idiot, like a Muppet, I believed him. And so I ended up waiting. Well, I ate. I was like, well, I'm ordering these sweet potato fries. Like, there's nothing that's going to stop me. But he basically missed dinner. He missed dinner. And he's like, I'm coming. I'm so close. And then he...
Is that what he says during his two-hour sex marathon as well?
Yeah, after the first hour.
Do you know what? I'll never know, Liz.
I'm so close.
Exactly. And I'll
just
never
another
know.
Hour. Just another hour.
I sit up at night thinking about this. What would it have been like? So long story short, like an idiot, I waited for him. And then he texted me saying, I'm actually at the yoga venue. Just come here. So I was like, oh, God. And I did. I went to the yoga place. And I, you know what? I am glad I did because I'm here today sharing the story with
it's
you.
True.
Now, since I've started stand-up, I'm like, everything that goes wrong is an opportunity.
Material, yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm very happy. So we meet at this place. It's like a community hall. Like, you know, you'd have a library maybe across the street, and you'd have different rooms you can rent out. And we go to the reception and... I meet him at first and I'm like, hey friend, what's up? And he's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then he flexed and I was like, oh, you're forgiven. and the receptionist, we said, which room is the yoga happening in? And she sort of looked at us a bit funny and then sort of went, that one, and like pointed in the direction we had to go. That was the first sign. And so we go. Be nervous. So I'm wearing like your yoga stuff, right? Like, just kind of activewear. He's, I don't know what he was wearing. I can't even remember. Wasn't as activewear-y as what I had on, but whatever. We get there and the door has like a tiny little window so you can just about see kind of what's going on. But he opens the door straight away. We are at this point about 5 to 10 minutes late to this yoga class. So the room is already full. Now, I don't know about you guys. Have you ever been to a yoga class?
Yes.
So you would expect to see you would expect to see
like mats
and people on the mats and maybe like one person at the front doing some kind
some
of like
kind of
leading
downward
something.
Dog.
Right. Some kind of dog.
Yeah. Doing dog. You know, one of those yoga dogs.
Yeah. Any of the yoga dogs. And we opened the door and there weren't mats. There were chairs and there were like three or four rows of people sitting in these chairs full up. There was one person at the front on a like a little dais.
Sorry.
And so of course we're late, so everybody's already like into it and the door creaks like, and they all as one turn to look at us. And there we are. And we go in and we're like, sorry. And they all, like a few of them on the sides kind of look around them, grab a chair and like start dragging these two chairs for me and Fred. And it's squeaking it's the most awkward, I want to die at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But the chairs are coming, so now we have to commit. So we kind of go in and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I don't even know what I'm walking into right now. And it was so tightly packed that Fred and I couldn't sit beside each other. I go in first and he sits sort of behind me.
What a date.
I know. It was exciting. And so I sat down, put all our stuff, like put my stuff down, and we're making so much racket. And the person at the front hasn't sort of stopped. And once I've settled into my seat and I look around, everybody's kind of got this strange, they're holding their hands in this position, kind of like they're holding something up. And the man in the lead who's taking the class is saying something along the lines of, and now we lift our hearts up to the mother and we beg for her forgiveness. Forgive us, mother, for our sins, and so on and so on and so on. Okay. At this point, I'm copying because this is what I do. As a performer, as an actor, I'm like, I'm in.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. So I'm like, hell yeah, lift up my hearts and my sins to the mother. And I'm I'm like, okay, this doesn't seem like I have been to yoga, right? I have done yoga class.
I've seen footage of yoga. Right? I know what yoga is.
So like a little few alarm bells going off in my head going, not yoga, probably not yoga, right? Weird yoga. And so this lasts for about 30 seconds. I'm thinking in my head, I'm going, have I ever seen anything like this? Can I compare this to any experience I've had? No, I think I'm in some kind of prayer circle. I think I'm in some kind of religious situation. And I'm thinking about all this. And that's when I hear a scrape, a scuffle, a shuffle, and then the door open and close. And I turn around to look at Fred, and he's gone.
He's legged it.
He left me in the room with about 30 strangers. And the mother.
Hey, you need Jesus. Get
and
in
your
there.
Sins.
And my sins. Yeah. And at this point, I'm like, has he just brought me here as a sacrifice to some kind of crazy death cult? Is that how they get?
He planned to murder you on the first day. It didn't go well.
Was he playing a long game? Like, yeah. And so I'm sitting there. I turn back to the front and I've still got my hands up in this weird position and I'm kind of just mimicking everybody around me and they're still droning on about the mother and sins and breathing and heart. And then, guys, I don't know what you would have done, but my anxiety level at this point was like trauma level.
Yeah.
Where my heart was like thudding. I was like, what do I do? I don't want to be here. But I'm also really polite and I like to please people.
Yes.
So part of me was like, I just barged in on this prayer.
I made
them move a chair for me. Gosh, that was so nice of them, wasn't it? How would it look if I just got up and left right now?
Pretty much exactly like it looked for Fred.
Yep. And so I was battling with this inside of my own, you know, my heart and soul.
Putting your sins up to
the mother. I asked the mother, I said, Mother, what do I do? And eventually, you know, you just reach that point where you crack and you're like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I quit. I'm out. And so I just like the quickest I've ever been, just grabbed all my stuff, hugged it to my chest. Sorry. And ran out of the room and shut the door behind me and sprinted. And he was nowhere to be found until I got outside the building, where I did find him sitting on the wall smoking a cigarette. And I kind of, in my, you know, half of like, oh my God, that was the most mortifying experience of my life.
Yes.
Walk up to him and I'm like, dude, what? And his response was just to take a nice long calming drag on his cigarette and go, it wasn't for me. And I was like, mate, I know how you feel. See ya. And that was the last time I saw Fred.
Wow.
Because he was just like, yeah. I said, look, I'm going to get a bus. And that was it. And I just got on a bus. I never looked back. I do wonder what he's doing right now.
I
sometimes.
Wow. Yes. I have questions.
I have questions.
But
do we need Fred to answer those questions?
I have one theory.
Okay.
That mayhaps in the wilds of Scotland, that when a man invites a lass to see his work site, that she shouldn't jump to the chance to see the tractors.
Maybe that was a test.
And yeah, it was a test. And you went, let's see your tractors, Jimmy. And along he goes. Mm. And he's gone, Jesus, this good for nothing woman wants my tractors.
I'm going
to drag her off to church.
She needs to repent.
And for a saving.
Do you know, I said to my friend, I said, oh, guess what I did last night? I sat on a tractor and he thought I meant tractor as a penis.
Oh,
like,
I don't think.
Oh, you got some. I'm like, when does anybody call a tractor?
Get a tractor. A
penis is not a tractor.
No.
Tractors are way better.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's the pick your point.
Okay, so just describe my face right now.
It's just a scrunched, confused, concerned.
Very strange man was Fred.
Did you ever find out what the fuck that class was?
No. To this day.
Why did he?
I have no idea. It was some kind of cult, I'm sure.
Cultish
of it.
Yoga.
So yeah, basically I nearly joined a cult.
And
I still go back every Sunday.
Site.
I nearly got murdered in a construction site. And now I'm in a cult.
And Liz, have you thought about putting your sins up to the mother?
Yeah, guys, I'd like to talk, if you've got a minute,
yeah,
about
I've got
the
some
mother.
Pamphlets.
She's pretty cool. Oh my God.
Was the dinner you had beforehand any good?
Look,
did that
wasn't
save
even
it?
That good.
It wasn't even that great.
The sweet potato fries were all right.
He never tried to message and go, that was weird.
I think he realized just how badly it had gone. And
you never
is,
found out what he was doing beforehand. Mm-mm. That made him not come to
Mm-mm.
dinner.
Wow.
No clue.
This is why I don't date. This is why.
This is why.
I don't.
But this is the thing, like you just, especially in London, the dating pool is enormous. you can get some real interesting, colorful characters.
Jesus.
And I thank my lucky stars that I met Fred.
You're lucky you're alive.
I am, actually.
You are lucky that you didn't get put up as a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You are lucky that you didn't get impaled on one of those spikes in the work site.
So, or tetanus, you know. Or,
yeah, like you are very lucky.
She's a lucky duck.
Well, drum roll, please, for a lessons learned section. Yeah. What the fuck did you learn?
Well, I learned, what did I learn? Not a lot on the first date because that went real well in my books. I got a tractor. You know, that was all fine. Second date, though, I think probably not to wait as long as I did. Just that basic.
Your time is valuable.
It's the value of my time. I think that's what I learned the most from that whole experience was, especially if they keep saying, I'm nearly there, and they won't give you like their location or they won't give you an actual reason.
Your first red flag was 2 hours. He's always fucking nearly there.
If we take it right back, that was the first red flag, wasn't it?
He is always nearly there and not there. And you're there and he's gone.
I mean, clearly that was why.
You did that with the cult. You were there, he was gone.
Why did he call it yoga?
Why did he think it was yoga?
I
have no idea. You know what?
Maybe you just didn't understand what he said in the accent. Maybe he didn't say yoga at all. Maybe he said something that was a word that meant a cult sacrifice and you just misunderstood because of the accent.
Do you know what? I'm going to say that's what it was. He knew the whole time that's what he wanted to do and then wasn't for him in the end. He just wanted me to suffer, I guess.
And boy howdy.
Tom, what did you learn?
I would never let a common harlequin near my tractors. Definitely number one. I don't know.
What is that? It was just a train wreck, that whole.
It is.
That whole dating, the tractor wreck, you might say.
Making people. Keeping people waiting at dinner or a date.
That's rude.
It's hard. If you don't intend to do that and you end up keeping them waiting, that's unfortunate. And
but
as long as you stay in communication.
Your intentions with I'm 20 minutes away, not. Still there,
yes,
almost there, maybe there.
And the clear lie that was, I'm 5 minutes away about 15 times.
Yeah, sure.
But that's on me, guys, because I can do some maths.
Well, now you can be like, if you're not going to be here in 10, do you want to reschedule?
Exactly. Like, and that's all it would have taken. And we might have had a third date. Also kind of glad we didn't. Because again, I don't have 2 hours to commit to someone now and again.
Just watch 4 episodes of The Good Place and perform some eye surgery on people and that'll... You can do all that shit.
Correct.
Value for time.
Valuing your time is what I got out of that. And also, don't follow strangers into fucking locked construction sites.
Jackie. Yeah, that's actually I forgot that actually happened.
That's how it's... going to go up from there. It started at unlocking the construction site door behind you.
I'm so sorry. I'd like ask the mother for forgiveness.
Yes. Now 50 lashings for you.
The mother smacks your hand and says, no, Jackie.
I deserve it.
And no smiling this time. I don't want to. All right. You're not allowed to enjoy it. Well, there you go, boys and girls.
That was freaking hilarious.
What a story.
Oh, Jackie, I need to hear more of your London dating tales.
I'll work on it when I get back.
Look, this is the thing. Whenever you come visit, feel free to take a seat at the podcast because we would like to talk to you about some darker stories if you have them as well.
I've got some in the chamber.
We like to do some lighthearted ones and sometimes we delve a little bit deeper into the episodes. But this was fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Good.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So we'll put some links to Jackie's work in the show notes if you want to listen to her on podcasts or have a look at her voiceover website and fancy pants acting stuff that she does. If you've got any comedy dates that you want to put up for any of our London listeners, you can do that. We can pop them in the show notes as well.
That'd be amazing.
If you would like to have your story on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/Ghosts of Boyfriends Past and it could be boyfriends or girlfriends or
all
many
and sundry,
friends,
yeah.
sex friends, all of the friends. So you can write in your story. You can either write it in for us to read out in one of our minisodes or you can put in an application for us to actually have you as a guest. We can phone you in depending on time differences. We're flexible. We can sort this shit out for you.
We'll figure it out, guys. Otherwise, we're on all the social medias. Our episodes are released all over the place. And as ever, rate and review and
please.
Share. don't bother me with the praise. Give it to the internet first and then I will find it.
Exactly,
okay?
Exactly. Well, we've popped into the Best Of Comedy Interviews on Apple again this week, yes. So I'm a bit bloody excited about that.
Back into that.
On the same list as some of my favourite comedians. I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. But we need to stay there. So, like, give us a rating.
Yes,
give us a review.
Us
and if you want to join in on the discussion, we've also got our Facebook group, Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy. We chat all things dating, relationships, any kind of qualms, quarrels, questions, all those kinds of things. It's a closed group, so it's private community where you can ask anything, talk about anything, post memes, please memes, all the memes.
She's a meme queen.
I'm a meme queen.
Meme queen.
Yes. So thank you so much for being with us today, Jackie. Yes,
thank you for having me, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Tom, I'll see you next episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.
What's your favorite TV show?
What's your favorite movie?
Do you think The Godfather is overrated?
Then you've tuned into the right place. I'm Shane.
I'm Josh.
I'm Chanstar.
And we're the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers. In-depth discussions on movies and TV. There's interviews, commentaries, and more top 10 lists than you can imagine. It's all available at the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Also available at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.